Garden Talk live at KSRO. Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher in the new KSRO greenhouse. You can reach us at 636-1350 or Steve at KSRO.com. Lots of easy ways to get your gardening questions asked and answered. And also share with us what you're planting right now, as this is, everything's just coming up, roses. And, well, it's true, and everyone's coming up sweet peas. Our sweet peas are doing so well. They're just exploding.
They seem to do very well for you every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you, because every year I say I'm going to plant mine. But my seeds I have are at least 6 years old now.
And before you do any pruning, you should be getting your utensils, your gardening tools sharpened, shouldn't you?
Oh, you should. There's nothing worse than squeezing your pruners to cut a branch of something, only to squish it and not have a clean cut. And clean cuts are very important for the cut part to seal up and grow and not have any diseases or anything get in it.
All the farmers markets have good sharpeners. We have one of our faves up in the Windsor Farm Market.
Mm-hmm. My friend Gary Blossy, he's going to be out there selling his lemons and shelled walnuts. And he has taken on knife sharpening or tool sharpening because so many people have been asking him over the years, oh, can you do me a favor and sharpen this? Because he has all this fancy equipment that will sharpen things like a surgeon's scalpel. I saw one of the axes that he sharpened the other day, that this thing is probably 50 plus years old. And he was looking at it like, well, it's in pretty sad shape. But he used his tools, and after a little time, oh my gosh, he took a piece of paper and held it over and sliced it. So, yeah, if you have any tools, anything that has a blade on it, even shovels, too. He's been sharpening a lot of shovels that have little burrs and things on them. Go to the Windsor Farmers Market tomorrow and go see Gary, and he'll sharpen them for you.
You will just be amazed by the improvement in your tools.
Yeah.
You get used to inferiority.
Yeah. Yeah. You do. And then you're struggling to try and cut, and then you blame the tool, where if it was sharpened and working correctly, you know, your plants will benefit, and as well as your hands, too.
How did Jim Lang's dahlia talk turn out last week? Did you ever follow up with Jim?
No, I don't think he... I think he did gophers and moles and everything, did he?
Oh, I thought he was doing dahlias.
Maybe. Maybe. I can't remember now. So he gives so many talks at different times. Well, if he did do his dahlia talk or the gopher talk, the room is packed all the time. Everybody, there's standing room only when he does the Master Gardener library talks. But I do have to tell everybody I lied on the air last week. I said he had about 1,000 dahlias. And he is the dahlia expert and grower and everything, and I lied. He doesn't have 1,000 dahlias. He had like 950. But he has since told me that he's cut back quite a bit, and he has about 300 plus now.
Wow.
He's given a lot of way, and he's cut back and, you know, moving on to different things in his garden. But so, Jim, if you're listening, I made the correction, and there you go.
So is it too late to buy tubers? Are the tubers, dahlia tubers, gone for the season by
now?
Yeah,
probably. You know, you might get the dreads. What do you call them? The last
dregs.
Things. But you can buy them in containers.
Oh.
You know, they'll be available soon enough at the nursery, so you can get them already started, and they'll be blooming in no time. And plant them in good draining soil, full sun, give them adequate water. Don't overwater them because they'll rot. And there's so many varieties to choose from. And yeah, keep an eye on the newspaper, the Press Democrat or the Master Gardener website. We'll let you know when Jim is going to be talking about dahlias.
I was at a nursery last week, and they had a number of new clematis that I had not seen before.
Oh, yeah?
Beautiful new varieties of clematis. This is a good time to... late March, early April to buy clematis, too.
Yeah, yeah. Cottage Gardens is known for their clematis selection.
They have a good
selection. All the nurseries in Sonoma County, yeah, for years. One of the owners there, Daria, she is the expert on clematis. And, yeah, she knew which varieties to bring in. And, yeah, it's amazing how they keep coming out with new varieties now.
Your column appeared in the Press Democrat today, the Plant Doctor column. What did you tackle topic-wise today?
Let's see. What did I talk about? Rototilling.
Oh, rototilling.
Around trees. There was somebody that was asking me a few weeks ago, you know, she wanted to you know, was it a good idea to rototill around her trees? You know, I think she had some red maples and some ornamental plum trees and pear trees, and she wanted to have a ground cover underneath and thought it the quickest thing and easiest thing to do is to get the rototiller and rototill around there, and then she could be planting. So I advised her not to do that. And so why disturb the soil in areas where you're not going to be planting, first of all? And then a lot of trees have surface roots, or the roots are very close to the surface, you know, within, you know, 18 inches. And you don't want to be cutting into your tree's root system. So I suggested, which I mentioned in the article here, is just to dig a hole where you want to plant your plants, and you'll have to keep far enough away from the trunk of the tree, because the further out you go, the smaller in diameter the tree roots are, and less chance of you even stabbing the trowel into a root or a shovel, you know, into the root. So when you're digging, dig carefully, dig cautiously. If you come up to some resistance, you know it's a root, move over. And so go with 4-inch plants, 6-packs, whatnot. Start with something small, and then it'll take off, and you put the right plant under the right tree. You know, if it's going to be a very shady tree, then you're going to need a shade ground cover and not something that's more sun, that loves more sun, or vice versa.
I wonder if rototilling in general has become less popular. It used to be.
It has,
yeah. Remember years ago, it was like, yeah, you rototill, you rototill. It was understood. It was a given that you would rototill.
Yeah.
And then so much science came out like, you're really disturbing critical balance of the layering of the soil when you rototill. You're doing more damage than good by aggressively rototilling.
Well, not only that, it's like putting your soil in a blender. So soil, the composition of soil, they need to have these little, what they call aggregates, little clumps of, small clumps of soil. And that helps water go through. It helps hold nutrients, good for aeration and whatnot. So if you keep rototilling your soil every year, you're just grinding that up and putting it in a blender, and you're creating underneath that, where the tines, as far as down as the tines go, you can create a layer of hard pan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if you have a clay soil. Won't happen in a sandy soil, but a clay soil where the tine, if you look at how those tines go in a rototiller, it smooths out the bottom of the soil, you know, as far down as that that tine goes, and it smooths it out. And then when you water and the water hits the bottom of that, it kind of creates this layer, impervious layer, and yeah, you kind of destroy your soil. Think about what you're doing to the earthworms too.
Ooh.
No, you don't want to think about what you do.
I don't want to do that. But I will think about what Sue is anticipating, repotting her abutilon in Rohnert Park. Welcome to Garden Talk at KSRO. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, and congratulations on your new studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It must be like a honeymoon. Oh, anyway, my question, I bought a beautiful abutilon, I think from King's, and I put it in a different soil. The young man at Friedman said, oh, it's different. It's supposed to not need a lot of water, and your plant will grow great. And it was felt kind of like a mulch to me, but he said, no, it's really new invention. So I put it in, but it still feels like almost like a peat moss. And the little plant, I mean, hasn't grown that well, hasn't done well. So I want to repot it. And I have some soils I purchased, and I don't know if I can use them. About 2 years ago, I bought Dr. Earth's fruit tree planting mix to put a lemon into a pot, but then you recommended I put it in the ground. So I have 2 huge bags of fruit tree planting mix. Can I mix that with Happy Frog potting soil to put the albutilon in this giant pot?
Yes, you can, or you could use one or the other. You can use the Happy Frog soil, or you could use that Dr. Earth soil, one or the other. You can mix it if you want.
I was worried the fruit tree one had something special for citrus, but it's not true. Okay, after 2 years, it's probably not very healthy soil anymore, huh?
No, well, if it's in a bag sealed. Yeah, then as long as it hasn't been sitting out in the sun.
No, I kept it inside, yeah. Oh, that's terrific. I won't be wasting that. Okay, now, would I prune that back? I mean, I've been kind of cutting it back. It hasn't gotten real bushy like the ones at Montgomery Village. You know how beautiful they look. So I don't know what put it in like it is.
I would put it in like it is, because whatever leaves that are on that plant, it probably needs it to get the photosynthesis going so it can feed the plant and grow and this and that. So you don't want to cut off its food supply. I'm curious as to what is this stuff that you got that's
You know, I don't know, but I will go down. I have to go down to Friedman's to get a tool. And I'll look at it and see again what it was, and I will call you back. But he swore that was great invention, and it's for the drought, for our state, because it's the drought. And I thought, my goodness, maybe I was supposed to put cactus in there or something, you know. I don't know. I didn't. He was a nice young man. Can I ask you another quickie question?
Yeah.
How deep do I have, if I want to grow lettuce in growing pots, long, skinny pots, 6 inches tall, would little lettuce grow in that okay?
6-inch pots by...
Tall, yeah. 15 inches long.
And how wide?
About 8 inches wide.
Oh, you could put 2 little heads of lettuce in there. That'd be fine.
Oh, really?
Keep it well watered. Don't overwater it, but keep it damp. Keep it in a little bit of shady area. And then that'll be fine. Keep picking the leaves off as they're ready to be harvested. But I wanted to get back to your other question here. When you open up that bag of soil, you might need to put it in a wheelbarrow or something. That soil needs to be damp, okay? Because if you dump it out and it's dry as a bone, you're going to plant your plant in there and that it will never get wet. The water's going to run right through the pot, and then your tree is going to dry out. Your butylon's going to dry out and die. So make sure that soil is damp before you put it in the pot, and then you give it another drink of water once the butylon's planted.
Okay.
Never
so
plant...
I can lay it, put it on a tarp or something, and then sprinkle it in and get it wet?
Yeah, however you can get that soil damp. And if it's too wet, you can leave it out for a little bit until, in the sun, let it dry out a little bit, so at least it's just like a wrung-out sponge. Yeah. Don't...
Damp, I will. Oh,
and
I appreciate it. I'll let you know.
One more thing. I want you to do me a favor. Get the ingredients of that product that you're going to go see at Friedman's.
Yes,
read the ingredients.
Yes, I will.
Okay?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Thank
Have
you,
a great
Sue.
Day.
Our
you pleasure.
Too.
Nice talking with you, Sue. We'll be back with more questions, more answers after this break. 636-1350 or steve at ksro.com.
FM News Talk Radio. North County 103.5. South County 94.5. KSRO.
I'm John Russos. The Santa Rosa office of my firm, Cutter Law, is working with victims of the North Bay fires. If you're a fire victim...
Join us for the North Bay Boat, RV, and Sports Show. Enjoy 3 big days of dealers showcasing boats, RVs, trucks, and toys, including personal watercraft, ATVs, and motorcycles. It's time to get out and get down to the Sonoma County Fairgrounds for the Sonoma County Boat, RV, and Sports Show. It's Friday, April 20th through Sunday, April 22nd. Just $5 admission with $1 from each ticket going to the Sonoma County Resilience Fund to address mid- to long-term needs of those impacted by the fires. Enjoy free admission Friday, and kids 12 and under are free all weekend long. The North Bay Boat, RV, and Sports Show, April 20th through the 22nd. Brought to you by NorCal Power Sports and Marine, Reed's Trailer Sales, and Hillside Power Sports and Marine. Don't miss it. The North Bay Boat, RV, and Sports Show.
Dimples are so cute on babies.
Cute on babies, but not on my thighs and derriere.
I know. I hate my cellulite.
Me too. I work out all the time, but it just won't go away.
Ditch the dimples. Now there's an FDA-approved, minimally invasive procedure clinically proven to improve the appearance of cellulite for up to 3 years. It's called Cellfina. You've seen it on Good Morning America and Rachel Ray because it works. When done by an expert like Dr. Tom, patients have great results.
I love helping my patients feel better about themselves. I've extensively researched the treatments for cellulite and am pleased to introduce the most successful FDA-approved treatment for cellulite, Cellfina. My patients love the immediate improvement in the appearance of their skin and the long-lasting results.
This summer, you could be showing off your beautiful smooth legs. Call 707-542-8346.
Look younger by Monday.
More information at drwaltertom.com.
funeral for Barbara Bush. Her son, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, delivered the eulogy, remembering his mother as a God-fearing, kind, and humble woman.
And I know exactly what she's thinking right now. Jeb, keep it short. Don't drag this out. People have already heard enough remarks already. And most of all, don't get weepy.
The family is now heading to her husband's presidential library in College Station, Texas. Sir Mrs. Bush is going to be buried in a private cemetery at the Bush Library next to her daughter Robin, who died from leukemia when she was a child. Celebrating Barbara Bush, Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny throughout the weekend. Today topping out at 78, 63 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 46, 47 on the shores. Blue skies for Sunday at 78, 65 in Bodega Bay. Monday mostly sunny at 80 degrees, 65 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Comedy legend David Spade performs live at Graton Resort and Casino on May 11th. Get tickets now at the Graton Rewards Center or at...
The best time to plant a tree was 10 years ago. The next best time is now. Are you tired of the sun beating down on your home? Are you wishing you'd planted a shade tree a few years ago to keep your home cooler? This year's going to be a hot one, and your home isn't going to cool itself. Come visit Urban Tree Farm Nursery, the largest retail nursery in California, and check out our huge selection of shade trees in all sorts of varieties and sizes. We have over 20 acres of plant material to choose from. If you're not quite ready to plant and just want to do a little tree search, check out our recommendations page on our website at urbantreefarm.com. See lists for shade trees, trees with fall color, small garden trees, or whatever condition you want to plant in. You name it, we branched out and created a list for it. Urban Tree Farm has 20 acres of trees, living fences, fruit trees, perennials, shrubs, Japanese maples, drought-tolerant shrubs, natives, olive trees, succulents, and so much more. Urban Tree Farm Nursery, we aren't just trees anymore.
In the greenhouse, it's Steve and Gwen in the KSRO greenhouse, our new digs. Delighted to be with you this Saturday morning as the waning weeks of April just fly by.
Yeah.
Can't believe next week. We're already into May almost. 636-1350 if you want to reach us live in the greenhouse. Anything to do with the world of plants and gardening, you name it, we probably have tackled it over 31 years, and we would love to revisit those topics and help you have a more successful gardening experience today. If you're heading out in your yard or garden, planning on going to the nursery, looking to plant some perennials or annuals, or what type of vegetables is it time to plant right now? What type of pruning should or should I not be doing as we transition into mid-spring into summer? Temperatures kissing low 80s in the next few days. Lots of activity out there in the yard and garden. At 11:05, it's Chef John Ash as we move over to the beautiful new KSRO kitchen. We'll welcome the CIA Copia. Ian Gervin will join John and me with an update on some of the great new classes they're doing for the public over in the Napa Valley. Then it's recipe time with rhubarb and fava beans, some of the stars of the spring garden really coming to bear. And then at 11:30, we will welcome the folks from the Future Chefs of Tomorrow, the wide, great wine country chefs from our local high schools that are going to be competing in their annual event next weekend at the Rohnert Park Doubletree. It's really exciting. The Chefs of Tomorrow. And one of you will win a pair of tickets to this terrific event. You'll enjoy the culinary wizardry of all the students from our culinary high schools here in Sonoma County. It's a great, great event. 636-1350. We'll go to calls as they come in. No one on hold at this moment. What else did you tackle in your column today in the Press Democrat? Rototilling. You gave a very thorough explanation of rototilling. What else?
Some whether to inoculate your beans and pea seeds before you sow them.
I've never done that.
No, I haven't either.
Oh.
No, I haven't either. But, you know, it's a product out there. It's this powder, bacteria powder that, you know, they say if you... Since beans are nitrogen fixing and peas are nitrogen fixing, it would be helpful to have this bacteria on the seed to get the whole process going. And they say the seeds germinate better and all that. And so I'm thinking, you know, so the question was in the paper, if somebody had it last year, can they use it this year?
Oh.
Because it's a live bacteria. And if you keep it in the wrong place, like it got too warm or I don't know about too cold, but... the bacteria can die, and then you just have nothing but powder. So they want to know if they could use it every year. And I said, no, you should throw it away and start with fresh stuff. But I say add organic matter to your soil and help improve your soil because we need to have a good, healthy soil to grow healthy plants. So I've never used an inoculant before, and I have an abundance of beans and peas, and so because I keep adding the horse manure, just keep adding that, and you know, so.
And I'm wondering if anybody out there in our listenership uses an inoculant and would care to call and tell us why they have chosen to use an inoculant, whether they've noticed an increase in their harvest. Let us hear from you.
Mm-hmm. And we're hoping that Sue calls back too, so we can continue about her mystery with her dying trees. I wanted to finish that up with her.
That was a really interesting question. And if she's still around, to call us at 636-1350. Edie from Santa Rosa, California, would like a word with you. Gwen, would you care to chat with Edie?
Absolutely.
Hi, Edie. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you this morning?
Hello. This is a question about your recommendation for a cat repellent. I can't keep the neighborhood cats out of my garden. It's newly put in, and so it's very loamy, soft, you know, surface for them, and they just love it.
So it's the entire garden? They just walk around and do their business everywhere?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, that's harder to control than if they were in planter boxes.
Right.
You know, there is, you know, cayenne pepper you can sprinkle around all over that bare area. You know, I know walnut shells and all that they use as ground cover, but that's not going to help you because you have a large area.
Right.
You know, if you have... You know, if you see there's certain spots that they tend to go to all the time, you could get some window screening and just put it on top of the ground, and they won't be able to dig their claws in there and dig up the soil so they could do their business. So, you know, that'll keep them out in real problem areas, but then they might find someplace else to go. I know,
the other side of my garden.
Yeah, I know a few people that have tossed out mothballs. They don't seem to like the smell of those, so you can try that. But, you know, you go to Costco and you get a big tub of cayenne pepper and wear a mask for sure, because I know somebody who is just, you know, throwing that all around, and next thing you know, they're inhaling it and having a hard time. So
be careful
when you're putting it out. The thing is, if it gets wet, when it gets wet, then it becomes ineffective. So,
I think we're pretty safe now, but...
Well, and I'll tell you the other absolutely tried and true garden cat repellent tip that we have right at the top of our list, coffee grounds.
Coffee grounds, okay.
Coffee
That's another
grounds.
One.
Sprinkle coffee grounds around your plants. Cats, number one, can't stand the smell, and number two, they can't stand to get the grit in their paws.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
It has been foolproof. We've had a number of people over the years since we recommended that tip and called back and said it's changed their life.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee grounds.
Okay. Well, and thank you.
And go to any coffee shop and they have the grounds for your garden. And if you spread it out on something and let them dry out a bit, then you can get, you know, wear gloves, and then you can pick it up and sprinkle it out easier than when it's wet and it's hard to disperse.
Okay, I'll do that. You know, and then also, for some reason, since Easter Day, bunnies have appeared in our garden. Honestly, I thought it was a joke when I saw a bunny out there. But anyway, would those things perhaps be effective because they're munching on my plants too?
Oh, gosh. They might not want to go in the coffee grinds either or on the window screening, but... Wow. Yeah, they're more difficult to keep off of your plants. So you might have to put, you know, some kind of screening over your lettuce plants and whatnot so they can't even get to the plant. Just in case they decide to go through all that stuff to get to your plants, and then they'll be munching anyway. So protect the plant first.
All right.
You know, or, you know, see what happens. If you put the coffee grinds out and, you know, you're keeping cats away, then, maybe that will work for the rabbits. But you'll see.
That's a good idea. I stop by a coffee shop and maybe I can get some used coffee.
Yeah. And like I said,
thank you so much.
Good luck with the rabbits. Those are, they eat the plants. At least the cats don't eat the plant. Unless they spray on them, then that's another issue.
Yeah.
So, well, all right, Edie, good luck. Let us know. Let us know how it works out, okay?
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
636-1350. We'll go right back to calls after this. It's Garden Talk live at KSRO.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market.
Spending time with young children matters more than you might think. They're learning every moment of every day, and their earliest experiences will shape the rest of their lives. Did you know over 90% of a child's brain is developed by the time they're 5? That means the best opportunity to pave the way for a lifetime of learning happens well before children even enter kindergarten. Parents are a child's first and most important teacher. Little moments add up. Sing to your baby. Visit the library with your toddler. Talk about what you see in the store with your preschooler. These activities exercise a baby's brain, helping it grow bigger and stronger. Your baby is doing more than listening. She's counting on you to help expand her already curious mind. Before children learn in the classroom, they learn through their relationships with the most important people around them. Help set them up for success in school and life.
Talk.
Read.
Sing.
It changes everything, and it's never too early to start. To learn more, visit first5sonoma.org.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you 3 easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
If you love ice cream like we love ice cream, you've got to love Cold Stone Creamery. And now you can get a $50 gift certificate for only $25 at mysonomadeals.com. We make our rich, super creamy ice cream fresh in every store every day. To create the ultimate ice cream experience, now for half off, get your $50 gift certificate for only $25 at mysonomadeals.com. While you're there, check out other half-off deals for places like Lupe's Diner and Carter House Inns. That's mysonomadeals.com.
Absolutely live Garden Talk on KSRO in Santa Rosa. Sue has called us back. We thank her for that. She had some real problems with both a Japanese maple and a crepe myrtle. Are you back with us, Sue?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And Gwen had some additional information for you.
Okay. I was going to ask you, is that crepe myrtle tree still in the ground?
Yes.
Okay. So it's failing. It's declining. It's not doing great. You're going to pull it out. Once you dig it out of the ground, take a look at that root system and see what it looks like. If you see brownish, blackish roots and you don't see much of a root system, and you see, of course, the soil is going to be wet because of all of our rain that we've had, but you will see those blackish, brownish roots with not much of a root system, and then you know it's dying from root rot. And then you can dig some of the soil out of that planting hole and see what it's like. Come to the edge of the planting hole, see if you can get down to the bottom of the planting hole, and see if you have standing water in the bottom of the planting hole. Try to stick your shovel in the sides around the planting hole and down. You could have a hard pan issue, too, where the water, even the, especially the rain, winter rainwater, doesn't get out of that soil. It just sits at the bottom somewhere where the hard pan is, which means it's like a layer of concrete, what you have. And so the water doesn't go through unless you break through it somehow, and the water has somewhere to go. Okay?
Wow.
So I think once you dig out that plant, you look at the root system, that's going to tell you everything.
Okay. That sounds like a big project that will be on my list for the next weekend or two.
Okay. And if it is a root rot issue, then, okay, what I was telling you earlier about if you have enough good soil in there, that when you brought in that soil and you have enough there, make the hole bigger, incorporate more of that soil so you have a larger, like I said, 3 by 3 foot area where a lot of your existing soils mixed in with the soil you brought in, and plant that tree a little bit higher then, maybe 6 inches higher, and have it a little bit on a mound. And you're going to have to watch the watering over the summertime with whatever tree you put back in there. Maybe even think of a tree that can handle, if you see that it's root rot, get a tree that can handle a little bit more, you know, wetter situations. Instead of the Japanese maple that hates that.
Hates wet
crepe
feet.
Myrtle's not too fond of that. And off the top of my head, I can't think of any suggestions for you that where the trees could, you know, like something in the pear family or the crab apples even could tolerate that kind of soil.
Okay. Well, the nursery should be able to recommend something too, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah. They would. They should be able to help you out.
But tell us what condition the tree and the root system was once you get the crepe myrtle.
Yeah, I want to see what you've come up with. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That I. You know. I can. I think you're probably right. There is deadpan under there, and it definitely gets plenty of water. Maybe too much water. So okay. I will let you know.
Okay. You know, another thing I was just thinking too. Before you even dig the tree out, grab a hold of it and see if it rocks back and forth in the ground.
Okay.
If it does,
probably has too much water.
Yeah. And it doesn't have a root system, and so it's not going to get acclimated. So you'll start off fresh this year, and you'll pick out a good tree, and there you go. But you have to let us know what you've come up with. I'm interested.
And thanks for calling back soon. We hope to hear from you again.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Let's go to Angel, who would like a word with you. Angel calling from Forestville this morning. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking...
Hold. Sorry. That was not Angel, obviously.
She thought it was on the line. Somebody was.
Maybe it was Angel. Let's just see. Let's see. Is this Angel on the line?
Yes, it is.
Okay, go right ahead with your question.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a dwarf Meyer lemon tree that I bought in a 1 gallon container last year, and I transplanted it into a larger container. And it was doing really well, and I covered it all winter, and I see now that it's got a lot of blossoms on it, but the leaves are yellowing, and I'm wondering what I'm doing wrong.
Sounds like it's either overwatered or there's no nitrogen in the soil to have the new growth be a beautiful, luscious-looking green. So you need
but then it goes yellow. I fertilized it with fish emulsion, a real weak solution of fish emulsion, and new leaves came and they were green, and then a week later they started yellowing as well.
Okay, because the fish emulsion, that's like you're hungry and you want to have some breakfast. You're starving, so you eat a teaspoon of Cheerios, and that's it. So maybe you're full for 10 minutes, and then you're hungry again. So that's what the fish emulsion is like. There's not enough nitrogen in there. There's a very small amount. So instead of using fish emulsion, find something that has more nitrogen in it.
Being like that, what what percentage of nitrogen?
Well, if you go with organic, you know, granulars, that's going to take, you'll see small numbers on those compared to a synthetic fertilizer, which you really don't want to do.
No, I want to use natural things.
Yeah. Max C fertilizer, mm-hmm. like a 30-30-30 or 15-15-15?
A 30-30-30 or 15-15?
Yeah. I think, I can't remember the formulation of Max C fertilizer, but that is a little bit synthetic, but it's mostly organic products with kelps and seaweeds and stuff. And
okay.
That's a little bit, you want something a little faster acting because your tree is starving and it wants something to eat now. So,
okay.
And you can also incorporate an organic fertilizer, something with a higher number nitrogen, the first number, and the other two numbers will be lower.
Okay.
Or you could just find an organic citrus food and incorporate that, follow the directions on the label, and okay. mix that into your soil. But organic fertilizers take, these granular fertilizers take a while to break down.
Uh-huh.
So that's why you want to go with something you can mix with water so it goes right to the root system and it'll be working sooner than later.
Okay.
There are some fast-acting nitrogens out there, but don't buy them because a lot of times we end up burning the plants because we really don't follow the directions. And
yeah, so, that's why I used a weak solution of the fish emulsion. Even
yeah.
I have burned things with mm-hmm. fish emulsion.
Oh, wow. Well, that's pretty bad. Okay. Well, you need something, like I said, Maxi would work. And then, you know, you can find the organic granular fertilizer, mix that into the soil, and then
okay.
that'll start breaking down and be available later on. When right now that Maxi fertilizer is going
to
kick in and help your plant.
Okay.
And it's in full sun.
Now, yeah.
It's in sun all day long, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you're not, check the watering too, because you don't want to be overwatering.
No,
and then that's
I let
why.
It get dry before I water it again.
Okay, don't let your plants get dry.
Oh, okay.
Keep the soil like a damp sponge all the time.
Oh, okay.
So don't let, you don't want to fertilize a dry root system either.
All right.
And get a moisture meter, because that will help you.
A moisture meter?
Yep. Yeah, it's a little probe thing. It's like $5 or $6. You stick it in the root ball, and it'll tell you whether the soil is wet, moist, or dry.
Okay, that sounds great.
And we're out of time, Angel. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay, great. Thank you, guys.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye.
Our pleasure. Great talking with you. Want to apologize to Joe, who wanted to respond about the inoculant. We don't have time. And I want to also apologize to Doc from Petaluma. We're not going to be able to get to your call.
They're going
to
call us next week.
About your melons. Just try to get in a little bit earlier. Once we're at the top of the hour, we don't have too many options. We'll be right back after this.
Minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market.
For over 40 years, Four Seasons has been a leader in the field of home remodeling with specialty in-room additions and patio covers. A Four Seasons addition incorporates seamless integration with your home style. Sonoma County Sunrooms, or SoCo Sun, is your local authorized Four Seasons sunroom dealer and awning specialist with an interactive showroom and design center right here on Santa Rosa Avenue.
Hi, I'm David with Sonoma County Sunrooms. We work with homeowners and property owners just like you and provide options for your outdoor living area with products that enhance your lifestyle. From our new Edition 365 to elite garden rooms for specialty plants, open concept life rooms, and retractable awnings, our team at Sonoma County Sunrooms has you covered.
Visit SoCoSun.com today or stop by and take advantage of the 5-year workmanship and factory product warranty for no extra charge. For additions, think Sonoma County Sunrooms. Design, installations, remodeling.
Did you know the largest RV dealer in the North Bay is now celebrating 27 years in business, and they're right here in Petaluma? Reed's Trailer Sales on Old Redwood Highway in Petaluma has over 200 travel trailers, fifth wheels, and truck campers. Now's the time to make the best deals of the season, and Reed's will match any show deal on comparable models. Also, Reed's Trailer Sales is looking to consign your late model motorhome, travel trailer, or fifth wheel. Let our experts sell it for you. Reed's will get you top dollar and save you the time and hassle. Or they can pay you cash on the spot. The largest RV dealer with over 27 years in business is right in our own backyard. Reed's Trailer Sales in Petaluma. Call 792-9100 or on the web at reedsrv.com.
Reed's, Reed's, you should buy your trailer at Reed's. A fifth-wheel travel trailer or utility. You should buy your trailer at Reed's.
Reed's Trailer Sales, now accepting consignments.
Flies when you're having fun.
I have to bid you adieu.
Okay.
And we will see you next Saturday.
Okay.
Because we have to move from the greenhouse over to the Chaos Auto Kitchen to meet up with Jeff Ash.
Chef John Ash?
That's his new name. Instead of having to say Chef John Ash, I'm doing Jeff Ash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a new thing I've invented.
Too funny.
It's Chaos Auto. It is Santa Rosa.
I believe in Jesus, and he is my Savior. I don't want to leave your dad, but I know I'll be in a beautiful place.
And her longtime friend, Susan Garrett Baker, talked about Mrs. Bush's strength in keeping her family together.
Barbara, the tough but loving enforcer, was the secret sauce of this extraordinary family.
Among those who attended the service, First Lady Melania Trump, along with Presidents Obama and Clinton and their wives, President Trump at Mar-a-Lago, watched the service on TV. A surprise announcement from North Korea. It's ending nukes testing.
President Trump reacted on Twitter, writing, "This is very good news for North Korea and the world. Big progress. Look forward to our summit." On Wednesday, ahead of next week's summit between the two Koreas, Trump said he's willing to walk away from his talks with Kim, planned for late May, early June.
If the meeting when I'm there is not fruitful, I will respectfully leave.
South Korea welcomed the announcement from the North, calling it meaningful.
ABC's Kenneth Moten. A fact-finding team has reached Douma, Syria, site of a suspected chemical weapons attack at the hands of regime leader Bashar al-Assad. You're listening to ABC News.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
An historic ruling in Italy sheds light on murky negotiations between the mob and state officials.
Crowds outside a Palermo courtroom cry out their thanks after an Italian judge found guilty 8 members of the vicious Corleone mob family and top government officials. They're guilty of trying to strike a secret deal where mafia members would have been given lighter prison sentences in exchange for ending a murder spree. The illegal talks between the mob and state officials began after 2 high-profile anti-mafia judges were killed in car bombs in the early 90s and led to more murders as the mafia tried to show its power. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
Happy birthday, Queen Elizabeth. The United Kingdom celebrating Her Majesty's 92nd birthday with, among other things, a lot of gun salutes like the one you just heard in Hyde Park. Later on, there's going to be a concert in the Queen's honor with Sting among the performers. Amnesty International has given former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick its Ambassador of Conscience Award for his kneeling protest of racial injustice that launched a sports movement and may have cost him his job. Former San Francisco 49ers teammate Eric Reed presented Kaepernick with the award during a ceremony in Amsterdam. Kaepernick says even if he does lose his job, it was worth it. This is ABC News.
With the stock market at all-time highs, cash in your profits now and invest in an asset that can potentially pay for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-defined accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. Call now to learn how you can potentially achieve 20 or more years of income and deduct 100% of every dollar invested against all forms of income. Call 1-800-803-8511. That's 1-800-803-8511.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny throughout the weekend. Today topping out at 78, 63 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 46, 47 on the shores. Blue skies for Sunday at 78, 65 in Bodega Bay. Monday mostly sunny at 80 degrees, 65 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour are brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market.
Comedy legend David Spade performs live at Graton Resort and Casino on May 11th. Get tickets now at the Graton Rewards Center or at...
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner as we move from the greenhouse over to the kitchen where we meet up with Chef John Ash in our brand new state-of-the-art, no expenses spared, KSRO
it's
kitchen.
It's beautiful. Huh? Holy cow. This is, it's very fancy. You should see Steve Garner behind the new control board with more buttons and dials. And
I feel like Captain Trips.
You could see.
I'm at the control of our new beautiful studio. Yeah. Well, it's nice to be here.
Yeah.
And nice to see you, too. We have a good show for you planned today. I think you'll agree. A little bit later in the show, we'll welcome some of the participants, the competitors for the Sonoma County Wine Country Chefs of Tomorrow. These are the high school culinary students that will be competing next week for some big prizes and prestige, and we're excited to be featuring them on today's show. You can also win a pair of tickets by listening to the show a little bit later today. We'll also be talking rhubarb. We will be talking favas and some great seasonal vegetables and fruits a little bit later in the show. But first, we want to call your attention to the new goings-on at the CIA at Copia. And with us to guide us through some of the new offerings is Ann Gervin. Good morning, Ann. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Good morning, Ann. How are you? This is John Ash.
Hey, John. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good.
So when Copia kicked off many, many years ago, it didn't seem to do a, that good of a job engaging with the public, is just my recollection. And in the past year or so, it seems that the CIA at Copia has become very ambitious when offering a lot of different kinds of lectures and events and activities geared toward engaging with the public. Would you say that's fairly accurate, Anne?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's definitely been part of our plan since we relaunched the facility. Since, you know, the Culinary Institute of America decided to take it over, we really took a lot of time to explore what the previous owners had done, what was successful, what wasn't. You know, we analyzed what we do as the CIA and what we could bring to the table. And engaging with the public has definitely been a huge part of our plan from the beginning. You know, Napa is such an amazing town. It's flourishing right now. There's so much happening down there. And if we can just engage our local community and our visitors, we're going to be winning.
So the Copia is in Napa itself, and the CIA is in St. Helena.
So right. it's part of the same campus. Oh. Mm-hmm.
But the main campus is in St. Helena, the CIA, the big...
Correct. So that's where we have our students. We have our academic programs there where students are learning culinary arts, baking and pastry, and wine and beverage. And then the Copia facility, which is run by the CIA, is open to the public and is for the public.
Okay. Makes sense. So would you guide us through some of the activities that you're planning, some of the lectures and events that are coming up?
Yeah, so we have this series called Conversations at Copia, in which we bring in experts in their fields, and we had one with Alice Waters, which we explored soil, And so we're trying to explore these topics that are relevant to food and beverage. And we want to bring in experts and people who can speak to these different things that affect our lives, that affect the environment, and that how we can have an impact on these specific topics. So with Alice Waters, we explored soil. And coming up in May, we're going to be exploring terroir. John Ash can probably speak to this, too. It's a kind of a controversial topic. Mm-hmm. You know, what is terroir? The way that terroir is defined is such an interesting thing. You know, it affects cheese, wine, honey, olive oil, all these different foods and beverages. Tea, we'll be exploring with a tea expert as well. So that's one of our more interesting series that are going on right now. It's almost like a TED Talk kind of weekend.
So the other thing that you're offering, which I think is really fabulous, are these First Fridays at Copia, which are free. People can come to,
yes,
which are kind of walk-around events, and people get to try things and meet people and all of that stuff.
Yeah, so First Fridays is such a fun experience for us. We just had our first one in April, and we're going to have our second one coming up this May. And it's a celebration of the arts. And so we invite artists to come in and display their either artwork. We have musicians who will come in, artisans, to displaying their products. And so it's really a community event to have people come in the building, enjoy these different exhibits, and then also they have the opportunity to purchase some delicious food and beverage, because we're the CIA, so we have to have food and beverage.
You better perform, yeah.
Yes,
that's right,
exactly. So we bring culinary arts.
So can you talk a little bit about, for those who may have gone to Copia before it closed a few years ago, it's really different now. The CIA has invested a huge amount of money in facilities and theaters and all of that kind of stuff. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So something that's really exciting and totally different from the original Copia is that we just opened some teaching kitchens. We built these state-of-the-art teaching kitchens out of all this Heston equipment where the permanent gallery was previously. And so that was a huge project that we've been working on for about a year and a half, and we just launched that in February. So now we're able to offer hands-on cooking and baking classes at Copia. And so we offer them Thursday through Sunday now, but we'll be expanding our offerings as, you know, the season keeps moving forward. So that's one of those huge things. And then another thing that we'll be opening up later this summer is the Chuck Williams Culinary Arts Museum. Mm-hmm. We before Chuck Williams passed away, and I think I talked about this the last time I was on the show, too, and we're getting closer to the opening date, which is really exciting. He donated about 4,000 of his culinary treasures to the CIA. And so we're going to be launching a museum in his honor, and it's going to have, there's like these crazy, it's all different types of materials and culinary tools. So there will be pots and pans and then tureens and just stuff that he accumulated over about 100 years.
Sounds like
amazing.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's going to be really cool. And that'll be open to the public and free to visit.
And there is also, the other thing that I thought was really exciting was that outside amphitheater in which I guess you'll hold events and music things and all of that, right next to the river.
Yeah, our outdoor amphitheater, we terraced it. So in the previous Copia, it was just a slope, and we went in and terraced it. So we can actually set up chairs and tables if we want to do a dining event or have a concert. So over the summer, we partnered with the Lincoln Theater, and we had Willie Kay, who is a Hawaiian musician, come play in the amphitheater. And so we had, you know, chairs set up in the amphitheater so people could enjoy music. And we do concerts regularly in the summer and springtime, when the weather's nicer. And we'll also have Shakespeare. So we work with the Napa Valley Shakespeare Company, and they'll be performing this fall. I think it's As You Like It is this year, the play that they're doing. So there's lots of fun things. Like, you can do performances, and you can do dinners and entertainment. It's definitely a really versatile space.
So this begs the question, I mean, because of all the stuff that's going to be happening, how do people find out about it?
Right. How do we get the word out? That's a good question. So people can visit our website, cia@copia.com. We have an events calendar up there. We'll be relaunching the events calendar in the next couple of weeks, so it'll be easier for people to find when these events are happening. We also have a class calendar on our website, too. So if you're interested in, you know, boning up on your knife skills, or you want to explore food and wine pairing, you can explore the class calendar there and come take a class with us.
Today at State Bird Provisions, the cookbook demonstration and book signing with Stuart Brioza and Nicole Kwasinski. They're fantastic chef owners. That's this afternoon. Could people sign up for that? It's $35 this afternoon?
It might be sold out, and okay. If not, there's probably one or two spots left in it.
Okay.
But yeah, we're really, yeah, I know it's a bummer. That was actually one of our most popular classes, which is really exciting because, of course, everyone wants to, you know, it's hard to get a reservation at State Bird, so why not come and see them do a demonstration? But we do regularly have guest authors come in. I know we're doing something with Chef John Ash in the summertime, a chef's tour. So we're excited about that, and you can sign up for that on our website as well.
And that's the Chef's Tour of the Napa Valley with Chef John Ash. The cinemas on Friday, they'll sound really great. The first Fridays at Copia. The Terroir Seminar taking place on May 6th. There's lots of activities there from 5 to 8. And if you're trying to find something original, unique to do with mom, I love this, moms who make wine.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun with that event. So we're going to feature some female winemakers who are also mothers. And so how do you balance that life in the vineyard and at home? And then, you know, along with that, a lot of the time with our events, when we have like Mother's Day events, we'll do classes themed around it. So we have a bubbles class that weekend too, celebrating mom. We do family fun days on every Sunday. And I believe we're doing brunch batters. That Sunday for Mother's Day. So if you want to come in with your kids and take a fun class, you can do that. And then we're also screening Freaky Friday on the Saturday. So we're screening the original too. We did an online poll to see if you wanted the original or the one with Lindsay Lohan, and the original one.
The Moms Who Make Wine tasting event, that's on Saturday, May 12th from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. So you can do that with mom and then take her out for a nice dinner that night. And these are all women winemakers that will be pouring at that event.
Plus, if that weren't enough, you have cinema at Copia. You're doing these really interesting film series. And is that once a month, or how does that work, or is it more often?
I mean, it's kind of right now. It's a little sporadic. We mostly do them in conjunction with our First Friday, and so we've partnered with the Napa Valley Film Festival, and they're helping to curate the films that we'll be screening. So they're usually films that have appeared in former film festivals, and typically they're award-winning films, or they won something from the film or from the festival. And the film festival is helping us to get some of the directors, producers, people featured in the film to come in and do Q&As for some cinema series. So occasionally it'll just be a screening, and then if you're lucky enough, there will be a Q&A with the director, producer, or actors, or people featured in it if it's a documentary.
Sounds great.
So we're doing that coming up for this first Friday. We're actually at Skid Row Marathon, and the director and producer and two of the film subjects will be doing a Q&A afterwards. So I think that'll be pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a must-stop when you're visiting Napa Valley. You have the Oxbow Market on one side, and you have the new Copia of the CIA at Copia on the other side. Can't ask for more.
Well, and you were saying also that Napa, the town of Napa, which, and I don't mean this in any pejorative way, you know, it was basically kind of a blue-collar town in a lot of ways. That's where the workers lived who worked up Valley and all of that. It's changed so dramatically in terms of restaurants and all of that stuff. So it's a great destination.
Absolutely, with like the Archer Hotel going in, the new Grand Electra, there's just a lot going on in downtown Napa. There's like the Stone Brewing is going in. It's really exciting for us to be part of downtown Napa right now.
www.ciaatcopia.com for all the events and activities that are going on at the CIA at Copia. Anne, thanks so much for joining with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. We hope to see you soon.
Will do. Ann Gervin from the CIA at Copia. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and the rhubarb is here.
Yeah, it is. It just started. Is it later this year?
It's a little bit. Gwen just cut me a whole bag full of rhubarb, and I plan on...
Don't eat the leaves.
I've learned that. We'll talk about some great ideas with cooking with rhubarb when we come back with Chef John Ash. Steve Garner and John in the new Chaos Arto Kitchen. At 11:30, some of the folks representing the Chefs of Tomorrow, the Wine Country Chefs of Tomorrow, the high school culinary competition will be in to talk about that with us, and you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to this not-to-be-missed event. North